is crazy.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yo, that is crazy though, type shit. What?
I'm just trying to say I want some Chinese food, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's some gangster terms though. I don't use that, so.
Bro, yeah, Shorty read, said you had bigger girls in your phone and you said they're church sisters, fam.
Have what?
Somebody said you had bigger girls in your phone. You said I have church sisters.
No, I said they are church members. I go to the same church, all of them. Shockingly.
They're all going to the same church.
Saying you have them on socials for Bible study.
What,
right?
Bible study? What? Personal Bible study too. One-on-one. One-on-one praises. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
God said this. Exactly. God said we're two or more. I got like two or more.
Saying so you only focus on the scriptures that are reaping fruit alive?
Yeah, exactly.
You're fucked.
Fruit of life. No.
Back to 41 East, it's Sunshine, and I got right here with me.
You already know, man. It's your boy STS Lucky back in the building.
And you know, King Sosa, one of Canada, King the most requested. And lastly, let's keep the show going, bro. Let's keep the ball rolling.
Last week was a blast. We officially got our video up and running.
Yeah.
Second episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. But guys, how was your week? What happened last week?
As for me?
Uh-huh. And your family?
I just woke up and showered.
All week long.
For 7 days straight. Just did bath to chop. That's what my life just be.
So you were just cruising through the entire time?
Yeah, just going, you know. Anywhere but left face in the front.
Okay.
You know what that means? Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask questions to that.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a little chaotic, you know. Found out one of my homies passed away, so it was just a long week.
RIP, rest in paradise, man.
RIP, guys, man. But yeah, it was just a long week finding out that, and then just dealing with everything. Went to his candle lighting yesterday, you know. Still a surreal moment, but you know, life goes on. Yeah, man.
Rest in peace to OJ. My week was chaotic. I went to two job fairs, and that's one thing I want to be at. Everybody that's hiring, if you know that you're not hiring.
Hiring?
Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
Please don't put out a statement that we should come to a job fair. Because I went to the first one on Tuesday in Scarborough. Why did I get there? It turned out to be one of those hiring companies that hired another company to get them staff.
So wait, red flag, yo, Scarborough.
All I'm saying is...
The red flag is Scarborough already.
Red flag, I know.
So
super
I don't,
red flag. No word of a lie, bro. I would never work in the East.
Yo,
it's never a diss thing. First of all, it's too far.
It is.
So what am I doing that far?
Like, nah, bro.
The morning traffic?
The only time I went to the East for work is when I started my construction. The head office is in Scarborough.
Oh, my God.
But my job site was downtown. It was ridiculous. I would never work in the East, though.
Then, on Thursday, I had another one.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I even went out to print resume.
Mm-hmm.
Because I booked it, everything. I was ready.
Okay.
It's a one-on-one interview format. So, I'm like, oh, we're good.
Okay.
Why did I reach downtown to the office? There's no one there. Mm-hmm. And then they said it's a virtual job fair.
They shock you.
they really shocked me. I got there. Now I have to use my data. So I get to the interview. The people are now telling us, oh, we're not hiring right now. We're just trying to meet people.
Meet and greet.
For
come
job.
On now. Don't do that.
I was so pissed. That was the week I had.
The job wasn't hiring, man. They wanted to.
They just wanted to see face.
What is this, Tinder?
Wahala.
I don't know.
Actually, I went to see face. Huh? That's good.
Did
they download Tinder just to swipe left?
I think that was it. It was like 15 minute next person. And I'm just like, I really could have stayed on one.
Uh-huh.
Wasted money to print resume.
Two.
And I'm not even getting hired. Mind you, it was downtown, so I illegally parked.
First of all, red flag two there is that.
So you be going
you print
the,
resume.
You be going. Like,
who
you
prints print resumes anymore?
Like
people that are like, desperate for job,
like you be going
and you still didn't get it.
Yeah,
like downtown. And
imagine
like
doing too much to not get anything,
bro. I only went to
that
one
is crazy.
Job fair,
And you got the job.
Oh yeah, for sure. I barely anyone showed up, gang. It was at Nordstrom.
Did Nordstrom not close down?
Huh?
Did they not close down?
Already? Hey. I was out of there before that happened.
Wait, did Nordstrom close down?
Yeah, Nordstrom closed down. Oh yeah, they did.
Those guys filed for bankruptcy, bro.
What's happening? People don't tip their clothes finish, Abby.
They just can't sustain it. It's actually more expensive to have a store open now than before, because majority of people are shopping online.
Yeah.
And like the cost of light, water, all of that to use for
maintenance and everything, cleaning and stuff. You're right though.
Yeah, and then recession, everybody just, they're closing now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But no, terrible week. I hope this next one's better. I hope everyone has a better one. On to the docket. The very first thing
we have. Let the show begin.
Let the show begin. Did anyone see Love is Blind?
Don't.
You know what's really funny about the show? Eh? Love is really blind, actually. No, because like that right. Show is really crazy.
We'll fill you in because I know you didn't watch it.
That shit is crazy, fam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't watch it.
Yo, I told you, bro. I typed in Love is Blind on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. I click search and then my TV switched to Stars BMF season 2. I don't know what happened, bro. I typed, but
BMF is not Netflix now.
Huh?
It's TV.
That's what I'm saying. My TV was tweaking, bro.
This is why they said stop getting TVs from Jamaican stores. Like, how can a TV just do on his mind over there? How can I pay for something and you're thinking for yourself? Doesn't make sense. How am I paying for it and you're thinking for yourself? Doesn't make sense.
The African guy from down the street.
No, it's not. It's Jamaican. Because that TV was high. There's no one pay for something and you're telling me what to do. I paid for it. What the hell are you telling me?
Dude, I'm on the TV from Sosa's uncle, bro.
I have a Jamaican uncle. So don't do that. Don't do that.
But anyways, back to Love is Blind. Who's your favorite?
To me, my favorite. You know me now.
So we're going to talk about the girl with the yash.
You know what's even funny? It's never her. At first it was her, but the comment she made that I didn't like.
What did she say?
Because you see the guy that was with the white girl?
Kenneth and Brittany?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't say the word.
That guy. Yeah. The white one, right? The guy with the white girl, right?
Yeah.
She made a comment to the guy and said to the guy that like, can the girl raise black babies? I didn't like that comment.
That's a valid question.
Okay, but look at it like this now. Let's say the rules were reversed now. It was a black girl and a white man, and it's a conversation between two of them, and asking this. And yeah, asking the black now, it's not
white man.
It's like, not a valid question because man, like,
can he raise a black baby?
No, like no, but it was the girl.
Yeah, was AD asking her?
No, AD was asking her fiance. That was the first red flag.
And I think that's what spiraled Kenneth.
Exactly. So
apparently, there's two interracial ones. They're boring as fuck.
And she's so cute though. I like her. Like
she's literally the prettiest.
She's so white cute. Girl, you know what I'm saying?
The guy broke up with her. In the most outrageous way. So imagine this. They just came out from the thing. They did the chat and they fit together. They're living together. The man came home and she was like, oh, we have no romance in our relationship, this and that. This guy flipped the script. He said, since we don't have that and you know you're not getting what you want, I think what God wants for the both of us is to not be together. So he would send us our own people. The girl broke down, started crying. My man went on his phone. And then he went upstairs and hit the man them like, I'm coming over still.
Bro, on some rush, I'll tell you honest truth. In this life, in 2024 and beyond.
Did they watch sports?
Nobody.
Play video games?
Nobody in this life. No, I repeat.
Oh, okay.
Nobody in this life. Is this the camera, right?
Yeah.
You can see me. Nobody in this life should make you cry. No matter how
also,
they try to break
up spirits. Also, onto the crying thing. I have this theory. I feel like Netflix is paying people to cry. Because a lot of the tears on the
wait,
show...
Wait. Netflix is paying people to cry? How much is one tear?
You'd have to pay me to cry on national.
How much? No. Because I cry normally. Waiting, like, normally, I cry for fun.
Right?
I think cry right now.
Netflix paid them to cry because when you see each episode, the first one, I counted like four tears of nothing. I was really counting the tears, like tear number one, number two. There was like four. Second episode had like three or four, two. And it's about stupid things. You could easily just go, I don't like the way you're talking to me. And they just start crying.
You know the girl that said that she looks like Megan Fox?
Oh, lucky. So there's another girl on there named Chelsea. Chelsea, the bitch you don't like.
this is what I like, is that people keep on confusing people in this life. Megan Fox weird.
So the premise of the show is you're going to date somebody, but you don't see who they are.
Yeah, you lost me. You lost me there still.
That is why it's called...
That's why it's love is
blind. Love is blind.
Because you don't see who you're dating.
Even sometimes when you see the person, it's still blind. Love is still blind in real life. You can see somebody... Wow.
It is. So realize, now, in the whole dating process, you're talking. This one girl was there talking about... people tell me I look like Megan Fox. So automatically, the man on the other end was like,
"Oh, it's gonna be a bad, it's gonna be a bad situation." You know what I'm saying?
That nigga is in a situation with two shorties. One of the shorty has a baby, but the ten that looked like Megan Fox said she had a marriage and she divorced. So his predicament is: do I stay with the one with the baby, or do I stay with the Megan Fox looking shorty?
Right? Does she look like Megan Fox?
Oh my God. If there's Megan Fox.
That's why I'm saying. No. Brother, if you put it side by side, you could see it. It's just the chin that wasn't chinning.
I didn't want to see it.
The chin wasn't chinning, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Just say she didn't look like it.
Bro. No. You see from here up.
It looks from here down. From the downwards part.
You see from here down, it's our own person. From here, it's Megan Fox person. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so
ridiculous. So it's now. The one that says she looked like Megan, the other one with the baby, apparently she's a banging 10.
She is banging though. She is cute.
She's cute. I don't even give white girls prep, but sure they look good.
Was she white or Spanish?
No, she's white. Wow. The Spanish one is the one that is with the other guy. Them two couples, boring as hell. Get them off my TV screen. They have no entertainment, no sauce, no anything. I hate them. But you see the Megan Fox one. The guy proposed to the Megan Fox. So the one with the baby was like, "You're really not going to propose to me?" She said, "When you see me, you will need an EpiPen because you would choke EpiPen, on how good I look."
Holy shit.
You know I like that girl?
Why?
I like girls with confidence that believe in their beauty.
She had confidence. I like that. For sure.
Shock me.
So now, all relationship goes through. The Chelsea 10, the Megan Fox looking one, she has an insecurity issue. Any little thing, problem. She's complaining, "You don't spend enough time with me. You don't spend enough time with me." The man said, "I was with you all day." Mind you, this man works from home. It took a day off to be with her. And she still said, "You didn't even kiss me." Man said, "I kissed you in the morning. I kissed you when your friend right here." Next day, another tier problem. Crying.
Bro, it's women, fam. They'll find time to find something.
Is it women or is it just her?
It's women. It will shock you. You could be with a woman for 7 days straight. She goes to say we didn't do anything.
Have you guys have experience with insecure women?
Yes.
Insecure women, bro, like, no.
Do you like it?
Does anybody like it,
fam? No. I like a woman that knows that she's cute. I like a girl that talks to me like that. You know?
With a female crying is one thing. But dealing with a drunk female crying is a whole different.
There was an episode where she was drunk and crying too.
Bro.
I felt bad for her though.
You did?
One thing about me is that I have sympathy. Shockingly, 2024. it just came recently.
This guy's a liar.
I felt bad for her because she was talking like, "You can do this to me."
No, but I felt bad. You know what I'm saying? Everything that she was crying. Oh, and then there was another one. Okay, there's Jeremy and what's the other girl Jeremy's with? And Laura.
Laura.
Laura is a bastard. She's just a well-educated Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
She had the insecurity thing, but she's wording it in a way where it's the guy's problem.
But you see one thing about the whole show that's a red flag is that like, none of those girls had Nyash. Like, besides AD, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nyash has to be a substance. Like,
no character either, alive.
No charisma.
No nothing.
No tenacity. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, none of the girls that are feisty. No fire. You know what I'm saying? There's no tenacity with them.
You see the AD girl, she's black.
Yo, is church still in session? Like, there's a night service a lot.
Actually, I'm gonna show you what AD looks like. AD.
You seen that, right?
All right.
Okay. I hope the
camera. I like your camera, but no verse. If you have fire, enter my DM, I beg. If like you are a mad woman, I enter my DM, please.
Not if you know you're a mad woman.
I like mad people. AD. I like mad people.
When AD turns around,
it was a thing.
Bro, oh bro, the God. Girl was a AD, the girl was a cheerleader now.
Oh, she what?
For yeah, the Dallas Cowboys.
Said she was.
She was the cheerleader for Dallas Cowboys and shit.
So you see, AD is with her next man, but this man, the guy has to be Nigerian, but he's Guyanese. His problem is
he's insecure too. I think he's he has some more of it.
I don't know what his
problem. And the guy that fine boy too, eh?
After they met each other, it was like, oh, by, before they met each other, his problem was, oh, remember the premise of the show is you don't see where you're dating.
Yeah.
He goes, I'ma keep it a buck with you still. I can't be Rashida with no fat ass. So I need to know if you have ass or not.
Is it truth?
That was the deal breaker, bro.
Imagine. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Imagine not being able to see the girl you're talking to.
Don't do that, Nyash.
Ass is what you're worried about, bro.
Don't do that, Nyash. In this life, is like plus five.
Yeah.
Nyash is a new face.
As you guys can tell, Sosa died for Nyash.
Bro, what?
Six, I'm not.
Crucify me for Nyash.
Sosa dies for Nyash.
What? Nyash?
So AD start crying and then she's pissed. She's like, oh, you're not even dedicated to the show. Right, rated it. Anyways, mm-hmm. They get together. This man sees AD, buddy's banging everything. They get home. He starts saying, yo, I really like you. But you know, the problem for me is my dad cheated on my mom. So like, I'm scared that I'm going to cheat on you too.
Yo,
five episodes straight.
Yo,
the
bro,
man kept
bro.
Saying,
bro, you see
I would cheat on you. I would cheat on you.
You see
what, I'm holding myself from nothing.
I just think Netflix just gives money because most of the people had no storyline. For five episodes straight.
If they come to Toronto, it would be interesting.
They said, the man keep saying, I'm cheating on you, cheating on you. Bro, we get it, bro. She could cheat on you too.
Toronto fam would be an uproar.
Love is Black in Toronto. I think it would because be very good.
First of all, Love Lights in Toronto.
Shootout, bro.
It would not make sense because, bro, nobody's looking for love in Toronto.
Because we're all poor. We're all trying to find better houses.
Don't forget that you are okay, mad.
We're not all poor. You're going to keep that over there.
I'm back to sender. You're mad.
And we are not looking
houses. Wait, that's an insult. You don't say that to somebody. Don't say that to somebody. Are you mad? You're mad, bro. Poverty is easy. I'm still crazy.
Are people not looking for better housing in Toronto?
I don't have economic struggles either. I don't have church struggles.
So if they're not looking for love in Toronto, what are they looking for?
Huh?
Yeah. What are they currently doing?
Yash.
Oh my God. I don't know about Sosa.
I'm not with Sosa on this one.
Yeah.
Yash,
you're on your own. What are you looking for if you're not looking for love in Toronto?
Huh?
Yeah.
If I'm not looking for love,
yeah. I'm looking for a
good start a business. Yo, fuck these bitches.
I'm looking for a good time, not a long time.
No, you mean you're here for a good time, not a long time.
Same shit. Anyone put however you want to put into your business. It's the same message. Do not do that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yo, so ending of the last episode before we get to the reunion, when everybody came together.
There's a reunion?
They're gonna get married.
In the beach, right? No.
The one they did by the...
Wait, episode came out today, no?
Yeah, no, it's today, Wednesday? No.
March 2nd, right?
No, it's coming on Wednesday.
Is it March 5th or March 2nd?
I'm pretty sure it's March 5th. But I bet check. They did like a party where the guests, the ones you turned down, they all come together.
To where your wedding?
No, it's not a wedding. It's just like a little get-together they did.
That's insane stuff.
Mind you, prior to the get-together, there was an episode where the Laura one, the well-educated, insecure shorty,
mm-hmm.
had a fight with her man, Jeremy. So now, Jeremy too was in a 2x2 situation. He had a next girl, Sarah Ann, remember? So Sarah Ann, he left Sarah Ann to go be with Laura. Laura was telling Jess, the Pennington, that
she
should go get her man.
Her name is Laura or Laurel?
Laurel. Potato. She's white.
Laura. Okay, Laura.
I said, wait, what's her name?
Laurel? Laura. It's not Laurel, it's Laura. I know first. I come in peace. Now, Laura. Because when I watched the show, they said Laura. I'm not be Loro. No offense. Because as you talk the name, I confused. Say, I'm not the same person we talk about. No, I know. No, I beg. No verse. No verse. No. Carry on. No verse. I beg. Do not mind me.
I'm at this age now where I just fuck up everybody's name.
Not Triamo.
I really do. Laura.
Laura. Okay, no, be Laurel. Carry on, please.
Laura. Okay.
No, look over here, bro. I didn't say shit.
So, Laura's telling Jess, go get your man from Megan Fox looking like 10. Because you should always be with your man. Don't let an ex shorty take your man from you.
Yeah.
But then, when Sarah Ann wants to come take Laura's man, Laura said that's a problem. That's where she draws the line.
But you know what's funny about that? You know,
it does sound like
a Sarah Ann was even there.
Right?
Sarah Ann wasn't at the party.
No, Sarah Ann was at the party.
Wait.
So, the episode that they did at the Lakeshore Crib.
Lakeshore Crib?
Some next place.
Oh, I thought it was a Lakeshore outside.
So, Sarah Ann came through. AD was trying to page Sarah Ann about, oh, why are you sending the man text? You should not be doing that. And she's just like, I don't want to regret anything. I think she's justified.
She is justified. Why? Because now the man take vow, not the girl take vow.
Thank you very much. And everybody wants to say she's not a girl's girl.
She's not a girl. I mean, she's wrong for messaging him, but then again, like,
no, she's not wrong.
The man is mostly wrong because now you carry this thing. Now you get girlfriend. She's single.
So now my youth goes to a party. Sarah Ann was at the party. It tries to do the closure thing with Sarah Ann. They chit chat from like, you know, those ones where the club finishes at 1 and your girlfriend get home at 5, but she tell you time 10. So he tells his girl, he got home at 5 o'clock, telling his girl, we were talking till 5, but he didn't tell the girl I was talking to Sarah Ann. He just said, I'm in the parking lot. But his girlfriend has a shared location.
That's why I like the guy. Let me like the guy.
Really?
He shared it and still did this thing. Too much of a gangster you are.
So now the episode, the girl is pissed, is a piece of shit. Sarah Ann is taking her man, this and that. And the man just lost it, went to Sarah Ann. I said, yay, a wagwan.
And then they both went jet skiing.
Should they lose her mind?
I don't understand. You see something, no verse, eh? You see all this, like, when a woman is messaging your man, right? Mm-hmm. Why is a woman mad at the woman?
I feel, thank you. Go out and fight your man.
Why is your man replying to her in the first place?
No, he didn't even reply to her. Mm-hmm. She sent the message. He just liked the message.
Why is he liking it?
Acknowledgement. Like,
because one thing I'll say is that, you see, men like to do things that they know they can't handle.
Oh, so if someone texts your girl and she like it, that's a problem.
No, for me, it's not a problem. But let's say again, I text me and I like it and now you have a problem with it. Now we both have a problem because when they do you, I don't talk. They do me, you want to talk. Then we have a problem there. Oh, I don't send this thing. Bro, what message? I don't care.
Are you serious?
What?
But yeah, they all have this on the background. We're trying to see now. The next episode is when they get married. Are you going to say yes or not? Personally, I feel like Jimmy is a dumb idiot.
But sorry.
And he's going to say yes to Chelsea.
Sorry, no vexo. You see that, Jimmy?
He's a bastard.
You see when men say Chelsea lied that she don't make up. Jimmy said he looks like somebody too.
No, he did not.
He did say somebody's famous. Somebody famous.
But he didn't put a name to the bullet. He didn't say a name.
Because you have to remember, like, they said, there was a convo where they both said, I have a celebrity lookalike. He said his own. I forgot who he said.
No, I cannot.
The man is like Gary Owens, not anything special in his life. Like, the man liked the girl too.
So messed up about that. When they finally see each other, and this is how you know Shorty is really ugly. The girl said, oh my God, you look so good. Like this.
She's desperate.
He said, I like your teeth.
No. You see when the guy can't hold the girl.
It is to look at a shorty and just notice her teeth.
Bro. You see when you see
analyzing you see to get to her mouth. Bro,
sunshine. Yeah. You see when the guy hugged the girl.
Mm-hmm.
As he hugged the girl, he called the camera. Oh my God, I'm in this shit.
Yeah. He out there looked at the camera. You know those ones where you're like
those like up. Ah fuck, I'm in this.
He looked at the camera like I fucked up.
And then, like, because the guy's a liar.
But no, it's just all ridiculous. Yeah. We need to see how that's gonna happen. But there's an update to the Omalay situation. Do you remember the Omalay situation? The guy has money now.
He's been, yeah, exactly. Grace from grass to grace.
From heartbreak to riches.
Yeah.
And that was the only happiest thing I saw this week. Brandon Dustman. Yeah. Did like two ads came out. He got paid. And I'm just like, can someone break my heart too?
How many times? Even if they break your heart.
Kai Sinatra's dream too.
Yeah.
Even if they break your heart in Toronto, you won't get shishi.
So when I said the
biggest platform you'll be on, the biggest platform you'll be on is Six Balls. Or Rural Toronto 6 or Toronto Rural Toronto News. You won't get nothing.
You know?
All of us are starving in this country. I mean, in this area.
But when I say we're poor, everybody wanted to fight.
You know what poor is now? You can't say that
but
with your mouth.
But
starving is better.
All right.
Okay. You can't use poor. All
right.
I like the word poor.
No, don't kill me.
I'm not poor, but I can't afford food.
No. I mean, like, starving, there's still hope.
You are dying if you're starving.
I mean, starving. I mean, like, there's still
no when you have nothing. You're homeless.
You can't.
How is that different?
Yo, do you know what poor is?
What is wrong with poor?
Do you know what poor is? Poverty. You know what poverty is?
What is poverty?
Say. Poverty.
Poverty. You're
poverty. The vati, bro. You know what that is? It's a strong word, eh?
So bro, you would rather starve than be poor.
No. You know what poor is? Your spirit is down. If it is down, like, you know, at least you have expression of.
So poverty comes with depression too.
It's the fact that you can acknowledge that you are starving. You can acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you are poor, you acknowledge nothing. You can't acknowledge shit. Your life is just there. God, when you're ready, do it. Let your will be done in my life.
You have nothing but hope for Jesus.
Poverty, it's just hope. At least stop starving. You can acknowledge that, okay, I'm hungry at this moment.
Okay.
Sometimes you get away, life will hit you as a poor person.
Mm.
You know, acknowledge them. We do something.
I have this question that I saw and it kind of spawned me.
Oh my God.
I'm going to ask you guys. What do you think evolves faster?
Okay.
Technology or society? Think about it. What do you think evolves?
Okay, break it down.
No, what do you think gets to the next level first? The society gets to a new reset?
I think technology.
Or technology?
It's technology.
You say technology.
Yeah.
Okay. What's yours?
Damn, that's a good question.
It's a
very good question, actually. It's a very good question.
Because
whichever one you pick first, you are not wrong, right?
Oh, no. The way this guy defended his thing, there's a wrong and a right answer.
Technology is first for me, though.
Okay. What are you taking?
I'm not answering. Stop.
Okay. So now, when everyone answered the question, he had a follow-up. The follow-up is, imagine it's 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, at this point, I think by that time, there's the first Back to the Future.
Yeah.
So we all saw flying cars.
In 1988?
Let's assume.
Okay, sorry. I thought you said you saw it.
No, I said, we're assuming here. We saw flying cars and all of that in the TV movies. All
right.
And this was the time where, I'm not even going to say it, but it was a tragic time.
Yeah.
If somebody asks you at that point, which one is going to come first? The legalization of gay marriages or flying cars?
To be honest,
I would have said flying cars.
Flying cars too, I swear.
Which one came first?
I never saw.
No one thought that would have
happened. Busting man is going to come first, but crazy.
Definitely getting a cut.
I didn't see that.
See what I'm saying? You would think technology evolved faster than a society. Then it goes, let's take it way back. 1800, 1700.
Okay.
Which one do you think is going to come first? A car with an engine in it? Of free black people.
A car with an engine came first.
You would think a car with an engine was gonna come first.
Well, it did come first though.
No, it didn't.
When did a car with an engine?
What's his name? Abraham Lincoln freed the slave.
Oh yeah. Sorry. No, 19 or 80 something, no?
I know it's far back.
Yeah, it's far back. Sorry,
but
no verse. Mistake.
Before
mistake.
That. So you would think technology is evolving faster than society, But I think society is involved, which now brings me to my next one. Do you think society influence the technologies we have now?
You see what you're saying now, Broski, right? You're saying back in the day. Back in the day, society evolved fast. Now.
But now,
technology evolved faster than... Exactly. So
what do you think is going to come out in the next future then? Let's all take a guess.
Flying cars.
We're in 2020. I don't think flying cars.
Yeah, you're wild.
You're wild. In our generation, I don't think we're seeing a flying car.
Because the reason why they can't, not saying they don't have the ability to make flying cars. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible. They've made prototypes. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, imagine how many people fuck up the streets now. Imagine if you gave you'd have to, first of all, license all these people to be able to fly in the air, one. Then you'd have to try and regulate air traffic. How do you regulate car traffic? Like, you can't put roads up there.
When you say air traffic, like, what do you mean? Like
what do you mean air traffic?
Like, I'm going left because there's no road
traffic. Like, you're commuting with
there's planes. Still roads now.
On what?
In movies now. Look at the movies. Like,
we're talking about hovering over.
The car is hovering over top of the road now.
Cars and all.
Flying cars. So we are dragging.
Fucking hoverboard.
Okay. Don't wait. Education. I know
flying
this.
Cars.
Okay. Like so flying cars. They do traffic with aeroplane.
That's what. But in my.
Why are you even that high?
We can't regulate it. That's the problem. So I don't think we're having that.
Specific airport towers communicate with specific planes at specific frequencies. You know what I'm saying? They're literally watching to make
sure. Cars shouldn't go that high though.
Huh?
But that's why I don't think we're having it. You can't
regulate that though.
You can't, bro,
once you make something able to fly, you can't be like, oh, I'm going to put a cap on it.
There's a cap on it.
No.
When you're driving your car, there's a cap on the speed.
That is how fast it's going.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
A car shakes on the road because
how fast is going? Exactly.
No. That's because of friction. It's shaking because it's starting to. It's gravity. It's starting to lift.
Okay.
Your car is not staying leveled on the ground.
Okay. They'll put a cap on it.
There's nothing.
If they tell you highest is 10,000 feet, you will not go 12,000 feet. You will find out.
Who is arresting you? Because we're free open space.
Exactly. But you'll find out.
How will you find out?
It will shock you.
No, you can't.
It will shock you. That's the thing.
Okay, there's no way to control air traffic.
There is a way to control it. There is.
I don't think you can.
Bro.
Also, this is my thing. You see how I buy broke up cars? What if someone buy a broke up
car?
They're just licking engine oil as you go.
Yo, bro, that car is crazy though.
They're never going to make that, bro. They're never going to make that.
My car currently has no brake.
Bro, that yo,
Mads
bro,
will be flying
yo,
broski, with one way,
broski, like, broski, bro, broski, broski,
broski,
broski,
like, bro,
broski, Sunshine's car.
He drives it.
You want to stop at Jenna Finch? You want to stop at Jenna Steels?
I drive Sunshine's car like it has
stop from Jenna Steels. That's back.
I've driven worse.
That's crazy, fam.
No, but what else? No flying cars. I know that's not happening.
It's never happening, bro.
What else do you think we're gonna have? I think we're gonna have robots killing people.
All right,
the man. Purge. I think right, that man. That's right, that might come too.
Right. Like
I genuinely think we're gonna have Jarvis killing Mandem.
Who's Jarvis? Who's Jarvis? Man. Exactly. Give it a name. Which is Jarvis? Jarvis is for Tony Stark now. I know you do like that.
There's actually someone that created Jarvis. I swear, there's someone that created Jarvis. I'll put.
I don't know. Shaz, some of this.
No, I saw it, and that man was working it. But no, I think robots killing people. And that's one of the evolving we're going to get.
Okay.
What else do you guys think?
I beg God, before the robot come, let your will be done, I beg. I'm not about to die in the hands of a robot, fam. Come on, bro. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not going to a gunfight with a robot.
Like, bro.
You guys...
Did you never get sympathy?
You guys can't fight as men.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's go back in time. You decrease.
Yeah, men went to war
with men.
Other men with one life, fam. I'm going.
What are you talking about?
That I don't know what's going to put it down. Like bro. This is not iRobot. I don't have an iRobot.
iRobot, what the fuck you mean by that shit?
This is not Marvel's, fam.
You guys are giving up a little too fast.
I'm not trying to fight
up, bro. If I seen a robot pull up on me, I'll surrender, bro. I will shoot me for you, bro. I will shoot me for you.
Bro, like what are you talking about?
You guys are ridiculous.
You guys to get packed by a robot. Insane.
Yeah, this is Jarvis. He's working the whole thing.
Bro, I beg.
So there's already the AI that's gonna kill us.
No. See. You, so much I like about you is the things you say.
Yeah, it's
good. Is the us. Say you. You. Now you.
But you guys just said now you're robot not Buki. Going to fight.
Now you robot. Nah, you
yeah, iPhone. But when the robots decide to kill anyone, they're killing you, my boy. Oh,
now you Siri go kill. Siri go kill you. Siri.
I have respect because every Siri time go kill you. Every time I use ChatGPT, I use please and thank you. Okay,
that's why
I'm not just dying.
That's why ChatGPT not asking.
Just get out.
Can
bro.
You die, please?
Just get out. Just
this can is you exactly die, please?
Why you're getting packed first?
Like what? Is he so polite to a robot?
This is why you're single because of bullshit like this, bro.
This is my fair level ChatGPT.
This guy said I go to cheat, but I say please and thank you, fam.
This guy's polite.
You're getting smoked for being a bad citizen, bro. Like,
this guy's polite. This guy's weird.
This guy said, I use please and thank you.
Because you know, I have
I've
this.
Seen an iRobot. That robot almost packed grandma, fam, in the kitchen, bro. She was just trying to make dinner, bro. She almost got packed. Turned into some Swisher sweet.
No, I'm just thinking like, bro.
What?
I'm really about to be dragging road with robots.
There's a possibility of that in the nearest future. You guys are not taking it in. This is real life.
Bro, I beg. I'm not going to be here.
What else do I think is going to happen a lot faster before society move on?
I don't know. Me leaving Canada? Fuck.
See, that's another societal problem right there.
Hmm?
Living in Canada is a problem.
That's a problem.
And living anywhere cold is a problem.
How is it a problem? Do you enjoy life here?
Everybody has a preference. I like the cold here. It was not as young as I didn't like
next
it.
Next topic.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't even need
a transition.
Sunshine, quick question. Let me ask you a question right now.
Okay.
Heat or cold?
I'm taking heat.
Okay. You see, okay, why are you taking
actually,
heat?
Actually, heat. Yeah, I'm taking, because there's AC.
You know why I like the cold? Because you can regulate, you can handle it. Have you been to Nigeria? Sometimes, yo, Nigeria was so hot at a point, punishment was going to lay down the sun. Bro,
I remember that. That's so true.
At least if it's cold.
Would you rather die from a heat wave or die from being frozen to death?
Frozen to death, because heat wave, your blood is boiling, brother.
Hey, what do you think you're doing when you're freezing, fam?
It's not boiling. It's just frozen. Just fall and just die like that.
You feel that shit.
You do, but like heat, your skin is like, you know. You know what I'm trying to say,
bro? When you're freezing to death, your body is slowly dying, fam.
Exactly. Like, heat will make it faster.
You're
I don't
alive
care.
Longer than
brother. Okay. Exactly. In this life, everybody has their preference. I like cold.
You like cold?
I like cold. Anyways, because I can manage it.
I'm
pretending to speak it. If you guys are supposed to survive a fight for 30 minutes, because I was having this argument this week.
Okay.
Survive a fight for 30 minutes with one animal. A bear, a tiger, a hippo, or crocodile.
A hippo, okay.
You're taking a hippo?
No. You said wait, a hippo.
Say those animals again.
A tiger, a crocodile, a bear, a hippo.
Crocodile. For me, crocodile.
Crocodile. Why crocodile?
That nigga's not catching me, fam.
You know they can actually run up to 30.
But they're not as fast on land.
I'm not saying they can't run, but you're not hitting zigzags and they can't climb trees, fam.
Okay, that's a fair argument.
Put me in a proper setting, fam. That nigga's not catching me, bro. But put me in water, he won. He won. One, I can't swim. Two, that's his
bro,
territory.
A lot of black people can't swim, niggas, fam.
A lot of people can't swim.
No. A lot of black people can't swim.
Okay. Let us change the setting and say it's a room.
Crocodile.
You can still go with crocodile?
Bro, I could just go there, hold him out for like 30 minutes straight. I'll just be there like this.
You know, that's what I said. Because crocodiles bite force only. They only have force opening. No, closing.
Yeah.
They don't have force opening. Mm-hmm. So you can literally hold your mouth like this.
That's for 30 minutes straight. Exactly.
But someone told me.
No, yeah, but you have to also think about their tail strength, one.
Bro, if you're on top of them,
nothing.
But those niggas don't go down like babies, fam. Like, those guys.
Well, I said a man in Florida slapped the mouth. I'll be all right.
All
right, bro.
Send a nigga in Florida slap the mic. I'll be great.
Give me a spliff. Give me a perk. I'm surviving.
High?
Huh?
You're surviving high in
so
a room.
So if I die, I don't feel it, bro.
What are you talking
about? Next question.
What are you got this? Okay, I still have another one that we had argument with. What would you rather lose? One arm
or one leg?
Ooh. If I lose one hand.
And arms.
I know if you scrub my
dick. What are you losing?
If I, you don't say leg.
Nah, but I want to play video. But I want to walk.
One arm.
Nah, I'm taking the arms still.
I can still run. You know what I'm trying to say?
One arm.
This is a real
Wait.
This week.
Wait, hold on.
How much of my arm and how much of my
leg? That's exactly like...
Because like, if I get a prosthetic leg or arm, like depending on what like I'm chopping off, bro.
Okay, like, let us say halfway. So, knee down, elbow down.
You know, that gives you leg. Balance. No.
You can get a prosthetic, fam.
No.
You can get a
prosthetic. It's not the same.
Prosthetic
legs are better than prosthetic arms.
No.
I would rather have prosthetic both arm. Legs.
Both legs
and one arm. I'll be great.
One arm, still. One
both
arm
legs and one arm.
One arm for me, still. One arm for me.
Fam, the first person that slaps the shit out of you, you're going to wish you had that arm.
Okay, now, fam. Imagine somebody kick the shit out of you.
You had that arm.
I'll kick you back.
Kick the shit out of you.
I'll kick you back.
That guy's going to cut off your leg and beat you.
All right, let's do this.
Would you rather be able to fly or be invincible?
Invincible, like not to penetrate you.
No, if they shoot you,
you can't go in.
You will go in. You're just invincible. No one can see you.
Fly.
Invincible.
Fly.
Really?
No,
fly.
Invincible. No, invincible is. No, invincible is. I can go to the bank and take money without nobody knowing that I took it.
No. Bro,
I can go into the bank.
The clause to this stealing is you're the only one that would be invincible. So if you pick up a bag of money, we see a bag of money walking.
But you can't see who's doing it.
But once I'm wearing a disguise and I fly away, you're not catching me. So but either way, you're blessed.
But they know who did it.
If he has a disguise,
they can't see his face.
Fam, I can fly anywhere in the world.
Like, what is wrong with you?
I can afford anything in the world.
Same. Fam, with invisibility. I don't need... Bro, what security system is stopping me, bro?
Invisibility for me, Sha, I don't know.
Really? Yeah. I'm flying. I will be famous for flying, too. I'll be watching shows everywhere. You want to see me fly? $500.
Bro, those guys would have you on a flipping experimental bed, fam. What are you talking about?
Imagine me
That's also very true.
Imagine me just there, just, you know? Nobody can see me. I'm just there chilling by myself.
You're just a conniving ass bitch. That's what you are.
Like I said last time.
Wickedness asking for advice. Okay, what about this?
Imagine flying in the air with your ops and just dropping them?
What did they drop you?
No, but I'm the one flying. I can't be dropped.
Do you know invisibility? Bro, you can build people that fucking hate you and they're dead. They don't know who killed them, but it was you that killed them.
Both of you are using this for evil. What is wrong with
not as good as life.
I'm just saying, like...
You're clearly, dropping ups, I'm you're just
saying,
ups.
I'm just what? Saying, clearly good hasn't done good enough. You know
facts.
What I'm saying?
Facts, though.
I'm
no,
just
we'll
saying, good hasn't done good enough. You know what I'm saying?
So you...
When you think about it, when you watch those superhero and villain movies, mm-hmm. in real life, fam, some of those villains would have smoked.
No. Broski.
That's why we have the
ball. In every superhero movie, fam, mm-hmm. they always lose the first battle. More times they lose the first battle.
That's
fam,
true.
Fam, no villain in real life is letting you live to see another day, fam.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about you know what's funny about what Hurt is saying too is that like you see when we were younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're watching shows like, oh yeah, this guy's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
As we grow up, we start hearing why they turn like that. It actually makes sense why they became like that.
Yeah, I think honestly, lately I just support the bad guys. I really just support the bad guys. Like
negativity has a lot of fans.
It does. Like if you watch Snowfall, you're rooting for Franklin Zane.
Okay, obviously, what the fuck were we gonna vote for?
It's about Franklin Saints.
No.
Okay,
who are you gonna vote for?
If
not Franklin,
you watch Narcos, which is Pablo Escobar, real life villain, we still all love him.
I was rooting for Pablo Escobar. You know why?
Why?
Because the government was supporting him.
There's no good or bad.
Take it. Who are you gonna root for, though?
I'm rooting for the bad guy.
It's Snowfall. The bad guys were the government, fam. They were the original
plug. Exactly.
They were the original.
I've noticed that government, something that they don't gain money from, or like they can't control, they make it legal.
They make it legal so they could control it. That is very, very true.
So
that is very, very true. And so a lot of things that happened on Twitter. I saw this on Twitter. Brett Fayez. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Brent Fias for the women thing. What is it about women or something?
Oh yeah. So did you hear that? Oh,
I seen it. I didn't hear.
He had this statement essentially saying that he could be chilling on his ones. A shorty's gonna ask him to link. He'd be like, "Oh, I'm free." Yeah. She says after she asks you, "Are you free doing anything?" Then she goes, "I want to see you." Then say, "Get me the Uber to come see you." So he's saying, what the fuck is that?
Oh.
Then furthermore, they finally come because it's like, you know what? Because I got the bread. I'll get you the Uber. I'll get you the car to come pick you. They're with you. They start giving you stress.
I know those ones.
So my thing now is...
The first red flag.
What's the red flag here?
You told me you want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So in your mind already, you should know how you're getting here. Now you want to see me. Because nobody want to see
Twitter,
you.
On Twitter, people had this whole debate. Do men really like women? Because why is that a problem?
Men
so
love
I
women.
I want to know how this is a problem.
Because you imagine, like, I message a shorty now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you saying? She's like, nothing. And I hit her with the, I want to see you. She's going to tell me to pull up.
Yeah.
If I was supposed to be like, so Uber me, she'd be like, what's wrong with this broke ass nigga?
Exactly. No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, not about brokenness. It's about like, who initiated it first?
It's not about
who said it first.
Yeah. That's what a shorty's gonna say. She's not gonna like you who deny said, like, you know what I'm
who
saying?
Who said it first? If I'm telling you, I wanna see you. Mm-hmm. You have a car. In my mind already, I'm not gonna spend money on Uber.
For
to,
me?
To bring you to me. That's fine. So you wanna see me? Why am I spending money to bring you? You wanna see me? You should have a way of getting there to come see me.
Yeah, and then
let's just rest then.
So they get there. She's the one that's going, let's go get food. Let's go get this.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are at the restaurant. She's doing all of this just to stress you out. And then people are like, this is why men would rather just be with men.
Go for ah.
No, not that way.
Okay, okay, like, okay.
You would rather just hang out with your boys and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, okay.
Because we all know what we're eating.
Yo, bro, make me...
Because we all know what we're eating. Like, bro, do you know how easy it is for niggas to agree on food, bro? Like...
What do you want? Pizza? Domino's?
Bro, be like, yo, there's a McDonald's right there. McDonald's?
I bet. Wait, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or if all mans want something else, we're going to find a plaza that has everything mans want. Like,
now we
bro,
just
you
go
ask
with
girl
it.
What she wants, bro, you're getting like, I don't know, maybe this, I'm feeling for
you
this.
You know what I do recently with all my friends and family? I just will.
I don't ask, I just give them water.
Because you're thirsty. Because she's thirsty, right?
You guys are ridiculous.
No, it's not about that ridiculous. Just like, you know, shit. Like, you
can I was going people. To say, I was just say, guess where we're going for food. They would guess someplace and that's where we're going.
Nah, fam.
No, I see you can't that, do that. It's a guess.
But I'm not, no, because she might guess wrong. Like, I don't trust Mitchell, fam. Like, she might guess wrong. Like,
what is wrong? How can she guess wrong? You know what? I see it. Maybe you have a $100 budget and now she guess black and blue.
If you have a $100 budget, you shouldn't be licking anybody.
Which is also why
you
I
have money
this tweet that
for one plate.
I had this tweet that people wanted to fight me for. I said, poor people should not be dating.
No.
I don't care. No. If you are financially unstable, I don't think you should be dating, finding love, or having sex. Priorities.
I don't feel like if...
Brother,
you're doing a
the
lot.
The first two you said, I agree.
I agree. I heard you.
Finding love is, I agree with that
finding
one.
Finding love, I agree with, but no sex, fam, bro. Relax, bro.
I don't know why your priority should be getting money.
No, you want to give me prostate cancer?
What are you doing with pleasure?
Ah.
What is, how is pleasure helping you out of the state
at
of
that moment helping
money?
Me at really? That moment helping me
fam? What the fuck, like what the hell
social
what
and society
bro, fuck you that's your problem
did it.
So hold on
did it, hold on.
You're trying, you're grinding, you're just gonna go to work home and at no point
yeah you stack up
social
having sex is required
and if you
Who are you greasing that requires you to spend beer bread fed?
The gas to pick her up, bring her back. If she doesn't have a... How many of the girls you guys are talking to has a car?
A lot. You'd be shocked. All of these girls are picking up their weight. You'd be shocked.
Yeah.
What? Bro, some girls are picking up their weight. I mean... All of them.
Okay, so let us break down...
Not enough stuff.
No, let us break down... Seriously, let us break down having sex. The process.
I don't understand.
with some, no, no, not the sex. How you get there now.
So, Sasha, I keep telling you, word what you're saying properly. Don't be doing that, bro.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. Okay. Are you having sex right now?
Yeah.
Sasha, don't talk homo.
Are you losing money?
No. I'm not losing money.
But you just said you were poor earlier.
Oh, no, I'm financially unstable.
So poor people shouldn't be having sex.
This is not about me.
What do you mean it's not about you?
Don't be that guy.
What do you mean it's not about you? What do you mean by that?
Okay, wait.
It's not about you.
I can't even remember the last time I had sex.
Sasha, wait.
What?
If it's not about you, then who's it about?
It's about poor people.
And so you're poor. but say you're poor now. See. Sometimes you guys claim what you said at the beginning. Stop forgetting what you said. So you're a poor man. So poor man was poor.
Hey. From experience, then I can say we should not be having sex.
Honestly, I feel like if you've never talked about your finances with the person you're talking to, and you guys aren't on a page where like, okay, like, yeah, we can do this, we can go, mm-hmm. but like I'm on a budget when it comes to certain things. Like you should be able to properly budget your money, save, and da 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 da. Like dating someone or talking to someone doesn't require you guys going on dates frequently. If that person likes going on dates frequently and
you can't afford
it, that's not for you, bro. But I'm pretty sure you can find a girl within your
caliber. It is for me.
You can find a girl in your caliber or within your budget, fam. Like,
nah, don't do that.
Did outside of your bracket?
I'm not saying she has to be poor. I'm just saying she doesn't have to be about the whole, you know.
You see one thing I like about girls that like to go out?
What?
This guy just likes spending money. I'm not hearing this guy.
No. Because...
Yeah, let me know.
Because she goes out when I want to go out.
She will go out without you if you're not ready to go out.
That's fine too. But I'm saying that I can make a change of mindset that like when I want to go out, you go out. I can... configure.
So you're a narcissist manipulating guy.
I'm a narcissist. No, they use those big words at me. I'm a narcissist. I'm just like narcissist is a guy that hates girls, right?
No, that's misogynist.
No, misogynist. It's a guy that, no, I don't. Narcissist is a guy that controls, right? That controls women. Yeah, I don't control women.
You're controlling her mind, she only goes out.
No.
Go out.
I am making her to want what I want.
All right, brother. This guy lost the plot.
I look at the one what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Plot. Don't kill me.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
But no, that part of it, I still think, to what you're saying, I will stand on this. Don't date broke people, men or women.
Yeah.
If they tell you they're struggling, leave them alone. And I stand on business on that one.
I'm not telling
some people are not just financially broke. They are mentally broke.
Yeah.
Spiritually broke. Psychologically broke. Like, they can't hold a healthy conversation. Why the fuck am I spending money on somebody that doesn't even have sense in the first place?
But she's pretty, though.
That's it? No character, no nothing?
I mean, bro.
Nyash is the first thing that will grab my attention. But sustain its character now. Come on now. You can't do that. Just Nyash.
What's he not just?
No. I like Nyash. I always like Nyash.
Guys.
Because Nyash is Nyash.
In the car, with disclaimer, pre-pro, this guy.
Said Shorty's Nyash was Nyashin. But
Nyash was Nyashin.
No character, and he was there enjoying his life.
No. Not for long, Sha. Like for longevity, something has to give them.
Something has to give. You know what? I'm still.
Back when I bend it. What do you mean?
Exactly. She's giving it back.
I still stand. Poor people should not date.
Yeah, relax. Don't do that.
Don't go and don't be having relationship. Don't fight. Matter of fact, don't be laughing if you're poor.
Bro, if you can't make money with the person you're with, just
wait.
I agree with that.
People are watching your distance. You're telling people not to laugh because they don't have money.
Get money. Nothing's get funny money out here. Thank you very much.
What are you guys saying?
Because if you guys come for me for my tweet again,
I can understand
still,
what he's saying because like, makes yo, sense, in relationships or like when you start to fall for someone, like you generally like start to like care for that person more than yourself in the type of way. And some people can't
that's a red flag.
Can't differentiate the self where like I gotta put myself first.
That's a red flag.
This person. Not everyone has the willpower to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you know you're that kind of person where it's like you're the type of person to give your all into someone before yourself, and you're not where you want to be, chill out.
No, thank you very much. Some people and that's give what that, I oh, think priority.
Some people give that, oh, but still have sense.
But at some point, there has to be a point where just the life circumstances bro, of what you're going
for
to.
For someone, your brain doesn't work like it used to.
Exactly.
You don't see as clearly as you think.
So, and that's why the outside party, outside party is going to tell you, oh, the relationship is shaky because this and that is happening. But you can't see it because you're in it. So when I say poor people should not date, I'm not saying don't date. I'm just saying at some point, just because you don't have it the way you want to show up for it.
Poor people.
You got to know what's
important. Poor people.
Bro. Thank you very much.
Poor people. Do not take sunshine serious, eh? You guys should date and fuck. It's essential. No go carry prostate because of this idiot. You better release that stress. I will tell you now.
This guy is sick. Yeah.
Also, onto this whole talking and dating.
Fuck, give Belew. Those halves, you know what I'm saying? Just all do your right. thing.
Also, talking you know about saying? That, please stop having these babies. We're in a global recession.
You know what's funny about that statement you made right now is that like a lot of girls, well, like I say, oh my God, you are so cute. You are so cute. You are so cute. Now, when the girl can't get belay, they can say, I never liked you in the beginning. You were ugly. You were this, you were that.
But when you were doing it, like seriously, I also had a tweet that had people in a frenzy calling my friend's name. To have a baby in Canada or the state, the minimum payment is 20 bands.
20 bands for what?
For what?
To have a child.
A year child or
labor,
like a month.
No, child labor costs about 20,000.
In which economy?
This economy. It's about 10 to 20,000 depending on how complicated who's the child that? Birth is. Why I think you should stop having babies. Okay,
wait.
Paying that.
In government now.
In Canada, the government's covering, but in the state... If you don't have
it, that doesn't concern
exactly.
Me.
It didn't concern me. Sasha, you are provoking me now. You're provoking me. I actually do too much, fam.
Populate the city.
Do not do it. I've done so much baby showers.
God said, go to what I multiply.
I bought so much baby gift in the last 2 years, and it's not even my child.
That's your business now.
No wedding gifts alive?
No wedding gift. All
buy, and I bought your own. Made
I
buy
don't
gift.
Want. I
and
don't.
So keep on buying gifts.
Please, there's a thing called condom, okay?
You know
there's a thing called birth control, okay?
You want kid again?
What more do you want from me?
You want kill him?
Go have your own child and call me to the yes.
God forbid that.
Exactly. Thing. Stop having babies. Thank you very much.
I get that
much.
Money way at the fire and I pull that game.
Oh, so when I said
I pull it, like, yeah.
Because now you're I'm doing the whole poor people thing. Yeah. You're gonna focus on your money.
It's not.
Right?
It's not about poor people. Just like
but that's what you're focusing on your own money, right?
Focusing on my health,
on your health too, idiot. But anyways, on to the next topic. That it's still around the same ballpark. The girl on Twitter that said someone in her DM said, "Oh, what are you having for lunch? Send me your Cash App," and then send her $30 for lunch.
Bro, ungrateful.
And then
girls,
she
fam.
Blew up in a frenzy saying, "How dare you send me $30 for lunch?"
Bro, her dad never gave her anything in her life, fam. She shouldn't come out with that.
I just be getting it. That was that escalated because
one thing about these girls is that, like, and then why are you saying that there was also a situation last year when the guy told the girl to buy him $20 food? The girl
was
said
it last year. Oh yeah, it was last year.
The girl said that, oh, if I spend money on you, it brings out my masculine side. My masculine side. I'm like $20. Just say you don't have money, it's fine.
So how much is it? This is a question that I raised up in my head when I saw that. How much do you spend on lunch yourself?
It's me. What the fuck?
Exactly, it's me.
Broke up.
Endless. It's endless. It's endless.
I would spend my
life. Brother, it's my life. It's me, right? So I'm on myself. I'll take off myself.
Okay, so then.
Bro, you talk to
me. If I'm at work, I'm not spending over like.
You're not spending
bucks.
20. That's what I'm saying. You're not spending over $30.
And then,
so what are you eating that's more expensive than $30?
Where the fuck
lunch?
Are you going?
A small girl that is never
over
expensive.
$30, you're waiting your lunch break for that food.
That same girl stands at McDonald's for hamburger, telling me that $10 isn't enough. I'm not complaining, Shao. I'm not getting angry, but I'm just saying like...
But yo, no cap, like...
Carry on, bro.
I actually had shorties tell me they're broke. Like, bro, yesterday I lost my Roz. So mm-hmm. I went to the fucking gas station by my crib to get Roz. Bro, I'm just waking up too, like... I'm just waking up, get up.
Hot breath and everything.
Bro, like, I wipe my eyes, turn around, and all I hear is... Hey, you can buy me a Red Bull. She's like, no. She's like, there's like three shorties in a Tesla, fam.
In a Tesla.
Fam.
In a Tesla.
And Tesla to come see you. I don't want you to.
At the gas station.
Oh, okay.
She's like, yeah, $5. I'm like, for what? She's like, a Red Bull. I'm like, sure. Like, you know, like, I wasn't even stressing it. Like, bro, like, more times, like, certain things, like, I hear, and I'm just like, fuck, I'll count as a good deed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will
invoice it to Jesus.
Yeah, like, you
you're
know
nice
what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're a nice guy still.
Bro, like, every now and then, yeah, like, bro, like, I'm not even going to stress about it.
Okay.
To be honest. Because, like, realistically, like, the way you got to look at certain things, like, regardless of your situation, like, it's going to come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless,
that's
like,
true.
My grind isn't going to stop. Like, I'm not going to stop, like, running up my shit. So, like, bro, $5 isn't going to kill me. You know what I'm saying?
I feel
so whatever,
that.
Like,
that.
Got my Roz, got the Red Bull. But, like, she definitely hit me with the, can you get me the Red Bull? I'm broke. Yo, the broke sent me, fam. The broke
No.
But she's driving a Tesla,
bro.
No, she was in the back seat, but there are three shorties in a Tesla.
Brother, it's not about the broke. It's the, like,
audacity.
You're asking for $5.
Outside the gas station in a Tesla.
At least lie. I said $50. At least say $1,500. You said $5. I'll walk away.
$50. I told her to hold my nuts.
No. It's better to. If you said at least
$100, bro.
Brother, you gotta ask. You gotta ask for $5, and I will give you. I can't give you that.
Why?
I don't know why. Like, bro, it's giving you that $5 in your account. Like right now, they say something costs $5. If you tap, it will say decline. Are you serious?
But when I call out broke people,
bro, bro, at least lie.
Because she doesn't have the $5, you think she should be dating and fucking?
Thank you very much.
I mean, we can't put sexual needs. Like, it's different.
Sexual needs. Tap your card and pay for $5.
Stop putting over money,
sexual need is essential.
No.
So hold on. So let me ask you, are you having sex before you get money? Like right now, if your boy called you and said, yo fam, I have a plate to make some bread, and a shorty is butt naked on your bed right now saying, blow my back out. Like, if you blow her back
out, it depends on which one came first.
Nah, bro. Shorty's on your bed.
This is why I say broke people should not be fucking. Priorities is fucked up.
There's no way guys look at you like, oh, put on your clothes. I'm about to get money?
No one said.
You said a play, right? A play, yeah, like, okay,
it could be
like,
legal play. Like,
yeah,
it could, money. It could be, you see how I have Shine Express, right?
Okay.
I have a delivery that's going to cost you $1,000 real quick.
I'm going to go do Uber Eats when it's posted right there.
$1,000.
A company
called me and was like, yo, I need you to drop
money
this.
Is good money.
But all pussy is good pussy, right?
Not all pussy is good pussy, but it depends on the pussy. Quality of it.
Honestly, your next topic.
Seriously, next topic.
That nigga already telling me, oh baby, put your clothes back
for $1,000. For $1,000.
Okay, what kind of place it?
I'm just saying, a company needs this file right now, like
a file?
In a meeting. It's a file, and it's 10 minutes away. The CEO cannot leave.
You know what's
like,
funny?
Yo,
you know what's funny? When you put it like that,
you're giving him a scenario.
That's really
No.
It's the
not,
most realistic scenario. $1,000. It's $1,000.
Exactly, yeah, I would do that.
Bro, who's but you said you're fucking.
No,
first.
No. It depends on the amount.
What's that you're saying?
I'm about to give me $20. I should leave again. Oh,
man,
baby, guys,
start off with $1,000.
I said $1,000.
I didn't hear that part.
You're
legally deaf.
Exactly. Okay, so
people should not be fucking.
$1,000, right? Okay, so this is gonna happen.
Bro, people should not be fucking.
No. Don't
you
do that.
Fuck and then go.
Don't do that. Let me land.
Land.
So like I said.
Okay.
I'll try to put on my clothes. Me and her will go together, go around the play, and then we'll come back, and then yeah, share. And then we gotta come.
Bro, he's
you know,
I'm still
not kill too, but now I'm not fucking.
Bro,
you
know next topic.
You know what? I want your business. I don't care. I make money the next day, bro. I don't care, bro. Pleasure. You can't miss pleasure with this thing. Pleasure of business, man.
Talking about broke people.
Let's just say. Shit's crazy.
No. Wait. Let's see now.
We'll tell you after. It's crazy. But on to the next one. Did you guys see Cam Newton?
That guy was getting punches thrown at him.
You guys saw Cam Newton?
You see one thing about that Cam Newton situation is that like, I would say it from, this is why people of a specific echelon shouldn't chill people from a specific echelon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Cam Newton chilling those people, He's looking down. Those people are looking up.
Yeah.
Those people. Look at somebody getting happy to fight Khamitin.
But I watched the interview from the guys that were fighting with him. And they know each other. Like, they know each other.
I get it.
You're saying looking down, but like the people he was fighting with, like he knows. Like,
I know. But sometimes people don't like when somebody's somewhere and they're there. Even in a friend group.
I don't know what the fight is about.
My thing is about talking shit.
Thing that is crazy is, you guys know Cam Newton is like 6'3", 6'4"?
Cam Newton is 6'6".
6'6"?
Almost.
About 250 pounds?
Yeah. Fam, that guy's hat didn't even come off.
Straight muscles? And the guys that were fighting him from the video, at first I thought they were a bunch of kids.
Nah, they're grown men.
Turned out to be grown men. This man was fighting them like he was fighting kids. He was tossing niggas around. If that was my dad, watching that video.
Oh, your dad getting crushed?
If that was your uncle.
My uncle getting crushed? It depends on how much I love my uncle.
I'm losing respect. I'm sorry. Because why did you think you were going to fight someone that played a professional athlete?
So?
With that strength? And that... Have you seen Cam Newton on the football field? It's taller than everybody.
Yeah,
it's taller than
everybody. Same size as this team.
Why the fuck did you think you were going to beat him up?
Because they were more in numbers and stuff.
That's what I was trying. You know what it looks like to me? You guys know those guys in the school, in high schools, that try to separate fire for kids?
Yeah.
The securities and how they're big and they're like, they'll hold one down here, hold the other one. Like, what's wrong with you guys? That was what it looked like to me.
I feel you, but then again, notice sometimes for this life, you guys think things go happen to you, mm-hmm. You don't even verse. You just ask yourself, what did make me come here? Like Nami fuck up. Like,
no, for real.
Like, why am I here?
Mind you, they did an interview after, and this is also how I know
black people.
When niggas lose a fight, this is how they start the thing. They're like, first of all, we want to apologize to like the families and the kids that were playing and everybody's there. It was unprofessional of us to do that. And I'm just like, you lost the fight. But then apparently, on their side of the story, they said, one of them said, Cam Newton put hands on his brother.
Bro.
Is why they started fighting.
They will say whatever they want to say. Cam Newton, I don't know him, but like, I've seen his interviews and everything. He's a very nice, he didn't put hands on anybody. It was just like, probably a small tussle. Everybody don't look for it. You also as well, like, you are at a level of somewhere in life. Like, mm-hmm. Any small thing you do.
People are just looking for reasons to fight.
People just say, okay, yeah, Cam Newton. Sometimes you have to kill people of your class. Stop giving back, bro. Leave them where they are, fam.
They started the fight, but they can't finish.
Bro, leave them where they are, fam. Now, the guy's making videos that I told you Cam Newton cannot beat me. It was 3-1 or 4-1.
No, it was like 6-1.
6 against him, and you guys still didn't beat him.
He was already with 3 people up there.
And people came more. Exactly. Like, bro. Like,
and he
like poverty.
The fuck out of them.
Poverty has friends, fam. I can never be poor, God forbid.
You can.
All
right. I said we didn't go that
way. This whole episode with sources on and off situation with poverty
poverty is a disease, fam. it's a demonic possession. Go for a big batting, bro. What? Never, bro.
But anyways, let us wrap it up there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for
watching. That's it?
You have more topics?
I don't know. I thought... I was going to talk about the
PDD. Dropping stuff.
Sorry. I was going to talk about the PDD shit, but...
I don't want to touch on it. And the reason why I don't want to touch on it, because the Diddy situation, my personal take on it is everybody not focusing on the gravity of the problem. They're focusing on everything else. Because in the old indictment, there's murder. There's a bunch of things. There's stealing, there's trafficking, there's a whole bunch of things. But the only thing people are focused on is the fact that he's having interrelationship with men. I'm like...
We can't focus on everything. You have to pick one to focus on. That's the reason why it was there in the first place.
You're so stupid.
That was your business.
They opened the whole thing talking about it shot someone.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And somewhere between like a live action of you seeing someone get shot, not literally see them get shot, but know they got shot, to the police now releasing a statement saying he got shot outside and he made his way inside. At this point, you're tampering the police system.
Okay.
And police, that's a bigger crime on it. So that should open arrest up him? A RICO case.
Okay, so why the police... Exactly, a FRICO.
What did you just say?
The man has FRICOs and his...
Did he just say a FRICO? All
right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, thank you very much for tuning in. But yeah, all I'm going to say with the Didi situation is we're going to have a surviving Didi at some point.
And then, sorry, because that big Bonda fam, Meek Mill, like, why is Meek Mill getting mad at academics for?
This is the topic is not the topic.
Nah, because everything intertwines.
Okay.
Intertwines, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
All I know is Meek Mill's not beating the allegations.
It's not, he can't beat it.
His past tweets, his current tweets, is not beating anything.
But anyways, then after it came out, the man started tweeting too much, red flag. Weren't you the one buying 15 inch this? I beg, let's end the show, please. Thank you.
I've been trying to end the show
today, bro.
Thank you for tuning in. Next episode, we're gonna see you guys. Philly's currently not around. She's traveling the world, enjoying life. So
a lie, better than us.
We travel way better than away.
Us. I don't know, but I don't know. Philly,
I'm about to tour around Canada today. Sunshine's Batmobile.
Anyways,
the break messed up. But anyways, thank you. Catch you guys later.
This guy.